Jimmy and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, where the 2018 racing season continues. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for the season schedule, daily track updates, and to purchase discounted ticket packages.
Hello?
Yes, Leroy?
I was just wondering if...
You talk about pick and save?
Well, some of the stuff we talk about off air,
yeah,
is just hilarious.
Like, I learned Leroy doesn't wrap Christmas presents.
I just love that I opened the mics up, and the first thing you hear is Leroy, like, he's answering a phone. Hello?
I was going to ask Steve, could I ask him something? And he looked at you, maybe because he knows his mic is on, about the Christmas tree. About which one do you put the presents on?
Right.
Oh, you don't put any trees up or any presents under them until Thanksgiving.
Wait, you got more than one tree?
Will you be quiet?
I just answered your question.
Yes, because I saw a video of Logan.
What?
He had the white tree. I like that one.
Oh, I haven't shown Anthony the tree. The
with
video
the frost
yet.
On it. I like that one.
No, I'm there's no frost. Lost. That's all white. The whole tree is white.
Oh, that's nice.
With blue
it
lights.
Up.
That's racist.
Yeah.
With blue lights.
We already had white Dante, white Gary. What's the difference?
You got a racist tree.
Know.
Why is it racist?
I'm just kidding, man. It's not funny. Racist.
He likes white trees. And he likes vanilla ice cream. What do you want me to do?
That's right. That's all I do. Plain. I like my burgers plain. That
all right. You ever look at Leroy's coffee, too?
We don't have a lot of time. Because,
what does his coffee look like?
It's more cream than coffee, man.
Thank you.
Michael Sean Dugar of The Athletic.
Six
he covers the Seahawks.
12 sugars, please.
He's going to join us at 5:35 to look ahead to Packers and Seahawks.
You say 12
sugars?
It's not going to be just Gary with diabetes next week.
Yeah, how are you not diabetic, man?
I don't know. I'm a child of God. So all I can say, I'm a child of God. God
okay.
is good. God is good. Y'all
right
can't
lane,
be like me, man.
Did the Miami game prove anything to you or make
answer.
You feel better about the Packers? Left lane, one reason the Bucs will keep this up and one they might
Boom.
Not. And the return lane, do you consider Davante Adams an elite receiver?
Of course.
It should be pointed out that we have a black tree as well. In our house.
414.
And you got a black dog.
799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057 FM the Fan. Yep. A black tree.
Yeah, that was our
where do you guys
that's
find
our
this stuff?
That's our Disney tree, is our black tree with white lights. And that's where you put all the Disney ornaments on. Yeah.
You do need two trees, one
that
for,
one's in the kitchen.
To show and one for presents.
Oh, we've got six, yeah. I think.
All right.
It's amazing.
Let's get into this, guys. All right, can we?
Six trees.
Can we move on?
All different colors.
Let's just start singing Jingle Bells right now.
Yes!
Let's just
I'm in.
Leaving.
Let's do this.
I'm leaving. I will leave. I will leave. I will leave. I will leave this show. I will walk out.
You don't like Christmas.
I love Christmas.
So you don't watch the Hallmark Channel?
I love Christmas. I watch the Hallmark Channel. I watch Christmas movies.
Hey, man.
Starting the day after Thanksgiving.
I
love Christmas. I'm not a Scrooge. I'm not a Grinch.
Yes, you are.
I love Christmas.
You're a Grinch.
I love 30 good days of Christmas. More than that. More than that of anything. It's just too much, man.
So
it's
saying,
just too much.
The day
you,
after
did
Thanksgiving.
You have a childhood?
The day after Thanksgiving, I have the day off.
Yep.
I'm going to wake up. I'm going to put Christmas cookies
Hopefully.
In
no,
the
no,
oven.
No.
I'm going to put Christmas music in the house. I'm going to put up
Forgot
decorations. I'm going to watch Christmas movies all day.
You're not going to watch... Drink eggnog now.
I don't drink eggnog.
Hey, no.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what? I forgot you were off
Sierra
on Friday.
Sierra likes eggnog ice cream.
And Kate doesn't want to come with me.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go with me.
Hey,
to where?
Friday
to where?
We up by Friday shopping.
I almost just cursed.
3 o'clock in the morning.
6 a.m. I want to be there by 5.
I almost.
Up there,
I'll
that
pick
is,
you up on the way.
That's before Rami's bedtime.
Yeah, I'll pick you up on the way.
6 a.m. is not bad.
I almost just
6
had to.
No.
I almost just had to dump button myself with
you
my response
come.
To that. I swear to God,
you could get a lot of great deals.
I swear to God, I almost just had to dump myself.
6 a.m.
No,
you can
be
get up
there
at
by
4 o'clock.
No,
we'll go get breakfast after.
No,
Perkins.
No,
nothing's up that early, but roosters and burglars at 4 o'clock.
I knew I'd
get
with Perkins.
Free breakfast. I do love me
oh,
some free
dead.
Breakfast. All right, I'm just gonna go right to the phones and pick
go
a lane.
To
Let's
phone,
go
man.
To Tim in Tulsa. Tim, what lane was it you wanted to jump in, man?
Tim, I'm going to go to the far lane and get back to this wide receiver conversation.
Yeah, come on,
all
with
right.
it, cuz.
And yes, well, let me first say that Rami knows firsthand I'm a fantasy football junkie,
mm-hmm.
and no one watches more film in the fantasy football world than Chris Harris. So I pulled up his list, and I tend to agree with it. So let's run it down real quick.
Okay.
Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham, Michael Thomas, Adam Thielen, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, and special mention, A.J. Green, Cooks, and Diggs. And that's a pretty solid list. And you know what? For Devontae to be in that group, no matter what number he is, I think it's kudos to him, because a few years ago, we never thought he would be a top 10 receiver, and he made his way into that phylum.
Thanks for the phone call. I'm okay with some of that, but
right,
I think
hold on now.
I think Adam Thielen, by numbers, he got to be number one.
By numbers, he should be one. Yards.
Up until last, we had 100 every week.
Okay, but
we're
eye
not
test.
Doing numbers. Though.
Eye test.
We're doing eye test, yeah.
Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams. It's all quiet.
You asking me or LaRoy?
Yeah, who you asking?
Both of you.
He gets
eye test.
That guy's fast, man. So he's a hit and miss. I'll take Devontae Adams.
I would take Devontae Adams.
He's a hit and miss.
We all agree on mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Adam Thielen.
I'll take Thielen.
Just eye test.
Yeah, I'll take Thielen.
I'm going Devontae Adams. If we're going just eye test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that guy's all.
When Thielen's I watch a guy and how big he looks, how his hands, how high he can jump, how fast he is, I'm taking Devontae Adams.
I ain't mad at that.
I think A.J. Green is ranked too low on that list. That he just read.
It's all subjective.
I think Tyreek Hill should be behind Devontae Adams. I agree with that. I think Green should be up in that same conversation with Devontae Adams and Thielen.
Hey, man, listen. A.J. Green is putting up numbers with Andy Dalton, okay?
I know.
That guy's not an elite quarterback by a stretch. But he's still – but he's.
By the way, congratulations to the Bengals for hiring Hugh Jackson back.
Hey, man, it's a revolving door.
Are you being serious right now?
What they got him doing, Steve?
He's a special assistant to Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, but he fired his defensive coordinator.
That's the one thing I don't like about the NFL. Even if you got a friend, you can give a friend a job. They create opportunities for you if they want you.
Yeah, so you can have as many coaches as you want.
Right, you can do whatever you want. So if you don't, if you're not in the league, Tony Romo, they don't want you. So they'll give it to you when they want to.
You know where they do want you, Leroy?
Yes, sir.
Over at Mentality.
There. I was just there. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went there because I ran out of all my stuff for my labs and everything. So I sat down with a board-certified doctor, and they were able to get me back on track.
So you got like a certificate hanging in the office?
No, I should get one, though.
It says board-certified?
Yeah, I should get one. You know what else they did? They want to put a 36 jersey up in their lobby, which I
Nick Collins one? That's nice.
Stop it, Steve.
Oh.
The one thing I will say about Mentality, because we had a conversation. It's a conversation by every man, I think. It's a conversation on what are you good at, what are you bad at. And she wanted me to bring in my schedule. You know, where you're going, what are you doing as far as this. I said, this is my schedule. And her eyes got huge. To keep up this kind of schedule, you got to make sure there's no crash at the end of the day. Because what's going to happen when I get home, there's a 7-year-old that is waiting to do whatever you want to do. Mentality has been helping me do that. They got a 90% success rate, okay? Now, think about that. You go to most doctors, they just get you in there. They swipe your insurance, you know, go over some of your vitals, and they get you out of there. They don't even test for low T. Sometimes you don't even know if you need low T or not. If you're fatigued at the end of the day, you put on a little bit of weight. For some reason, you're just not performing like you used to. Now you need to go to lowtusa.com. These guys can help you. I'm telling you, I went over there right off of Capitol. You know, was able to sit down and go through some of this good stuff. And I think one of my biggest things, because we all know that my blood is a little bit different from most of you humans. I got that special blood. So I have to do a lot of my blood count. You know,
You an X-Man? What do you mean?
Well,
you have special blood?
I think I'm close to it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But, you know, my platelets sometimes get a little low. So sometimes I have to monitor that. They do all of that stuff, man. I appreciate that. Mentality to me of saving lives. Guys, don't be too afraid. It's not like the typical doctor visit. These are people that are going to get you in that privacy and get a good taste of where you need to be, and they're going to help you. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality will help you get back in the game and feel like you're 25 or 30 years old. And trust me, when you get over there, tell them Leroy Butler sent you. The first consultation is free.
Right Lane. Did the Miami game prove anything to you or make you feel any better? Left lane.
Yes, that you need Aaron. And I ain't talking about the one y'all talking about.
One reason the Bucks will keep this up and one you think they might not.
Booten.
And the return lane, do you consider Devontae Adams an elite receiver? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan and get in on Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane when the Wendy's Big Show returns.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I, it's not something I go around parading and, you know, typing, tweeting about it and all of that. But at the end of the day, I just want my play and my what I can do and bring to the table to speak for itself. Because, like I said a couple of days ago, I'm not interested in being a celebrity. But, you know, I just want to be given the credit for what I do. And I feel like I, you know, play at a high level and I take it very seriously.
That's Packers wide receiver Devontae Adams, the subject of the return lane in this evening's Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane. Here's what you're picking from. Right lane. Did the Miami game prove anything to you or make you feel any better about the Packers? Left lane, one reason you think the Bucks will keep this up and one reason they might not. And the return lane, do you consider Devontae Adams an elite receiver? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan and get in on Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane. Let's go to D in Colorado. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, D?
Hey, what's good? I want to make a quick point about the Bucks before I get into Devontae Adams.
All right.
The biggest thing about the Bucks that's different than the past 3 years, they finally got a bench, cuz. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Bud, but they finally got a bench, and that's something I've been begging in the half. Now, back to Devontae Adams. You remember that play where MVS, I think it was against New England, when he broke open and dude threw it to him deep and he got tackled by the safety or the cornerback?
Yeah.
MVS tweeted it out and was like, Devontae, teach me this. You watch that play. Devontae was open by 10 yards. Off the line of scrimmage. And what I'm saying is I think a lot of people overlook dude because he don't get the sexy plays. He ain't got the one-handed catches. And plus, you got Aaron Rodgers on top of it. And back to the Jordy love, Jordy had a burger. You know what I'm talking about? Jordy was a small guy that wasn't supposed to be the guy that was the guy. You know what I mean? So he had the Rudy story behind him. But it's hard for a Packer wide receiver to get that love because 12 do everything, man. 12 the reason why we win. 12 ain't the reason why we lose. 12 is 12. And as long as 12 is going to be David Ruffin, the rest of the Packers are always going to be the Temptations.
100.
Appreciate the call.
Because all of those other guys can really out-name ID their quarterbacks, right? Except for Devontae Adams. Every receiver can name ID better than all their quarterbacks. Other than maybe Michael Thomas.
Antonio Brown plays with Ben Roethlisberger, man.
Yeah, but Ben, I mean, it's AB first, though. I mean... But Ben Roethlisberger, you're right. He is.
What about that Le'Veon Bell? I mean, they had a big three. They had a big three. And you could argue James Conner is a big three guy now, based on how well he's playing.
I hope he's okay, because I got him in fantasy, too. Because he had a concussion. Hey, Rami taught me this. When it's your guy, you find out a little information. Is he okay?
Dude.
I hope he's okay.
Fantasy football, on some level, kind of turns you into a bad person.
It does.
Like, seriously.
It does.
It really does. Like, a guy gets hurt, and instead of, like, having the human reaction of, oh, man, that's too bad. I feel bad for that guy.
Oh,
or that sounds like a painful injury. Yeah. Your first thought is, damn, dude.
I know.
Who am I going to start this week?
And I started Mitch Trubisky, and got me 40-some points, and now I'm making him an MVP.
Yeah, that's what Rami did. Joe Zanzola. Perfect. When they announced Le'Veon Bell was done for the year, Joe Zanzola said, good, now I don't have to worry about James Conner losing snaps.
See?
That's exactly what happened.
I would never express that.
Oh,
I would never express that publicly. But
He did.
That is a thought that I'm sure
a lot of people have.
Well, that's not an injury so much. That's right? Le'Veon Bell choosing not to play. But
he's already signed with somebody, cuz. Trust me.
Don't get it twisted. Guys get hurt, and fantasy players are like, good.
Hey, man. I don't
you know
want to
I mean?
Play against him.
I don't have to go against him this week. Or now this opens the door for my guy, like it does with Le'Veon Bell and James Conner. It makes you, on some level, a bad person. Now
it does.
Catch myself, and I go, man, that's a human being. You know what I mean? But I can't lie. My first reaction is, damn, okay, what am I going to do in fantasy this week?
Right. He's hurt.
And then I go, dude, that's a person. Like, stop it. That's a person. It's just a fantasy football team
man,
you're talking about.
Man, I got to get on the waiver wire for real. Okay, let's get back to this. I got to feel better.
You want to feel better? Yeah. Sparky, talk about Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. If the Bucks win tonight, you win tomorrow at Wendy's. That's right. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. So if the Bucks beat the Grizzlies at home tonight, then tomorrow you can go to Wendy's, get yourself a medium drink, and then with that, because of the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's promotion, you will get a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger, your choice.
They're going to be just giving away a lot of stuff.
Well, they've been winning a lot, so y'all should be taking advantage of this. Every day yes. after a Bucks win, you can do this. Right. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. This is going all season long. So just take advantage of it and get yourself lunch every
like
day at Wendy's.
I like Rami's read for Wendy's better than yours.
I just winged it. That was, you got an emergency phone call and ran out of the studio as I was throwing to you for Wendy's.
You did good.
We just winged it.
Is it a Dave's Double that you can get for free?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I had that wrong.
Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
Junior Bacon. All right.
Who cares? It's funny.
Close enough. I said a small Frosty or a Dave's Double. So hopefully a lot of people didn't pull up to the drive-thru window asking for free Dave's
Doubles. Hey, Rami told me. If you start with Rami told me,
I heard it on the Wendy's Big Show. What a quick break on the other side. Michael Sean Dugar, he's on the Seahawks beat for The Athletic, and he'll put an eye on the enemy for us next, right after this, on the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Want to get a view from Seattle ahead of Packers and Seahawks tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football, and joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to do just that right now. He's on the Seahawks beat for The Athletic. It's a pleasure to welcome in Michael Sean Dugar. Michael, how are you this afternoon, man?
I'm all right. Relaxing for the big game tomorrow.
Are they looking at this as a must win out there in Seattle, given their record and their place in the playoff picture?
Oh yeah, it's been must win time since about week two.
Week two.
Well, if you think about it, The thing about Seattle is, and I imagine a lot of teams are like this, that the outside expectations, whether it's from media or fans or whatever, they hardly ever match what's actually going on in the locker room, right? So you see Michael Bennett leave, Richard Sherman leave, Earl wasn't at work at the time. Oh, yeah, he was in week two, but Cam not here. No one in the locker room then goes, oh, well, we suck now, right? They all think we're going to still win a championship, or we can win our division. So when they start 0-2, they're thinking, well, okay. Well, now we need to win. Everything's a must-win now because we want to go to the playoffs. Right? So it's always been like that all year, irregardless of what people on the outside have thought. So, yeah, guys like Bobby Wagner, Doug Baldwin, Russell Wilson, even some of the offensive linemen, Dwayne Brown, they ain't here for no rebuild, right? They're not getting any younger. So they're trying to win now, and it's always been that way for guys like that.
Michael, I want to get to the running game because it seems like it's okay. Now, you know about Penny, Carson, and Davis kind of, but Carson's been pretty banged up, but Davis is a pretty good running back too. Tell me a little bit about their running game because that seemed to, I think a lot of people are sleeping on the running game that they have up there.
Well, they'll be woken up here pretty soon. I mean, no one runs it more in the NFL, I don't think, than the Seahawks, right? And they do it with some success. They've had three different guys, you named them all. They all went for 100, right? Like that's something that I don't think anyone in the league has done that. They've had, guys go for 100 a bunch of times, your Zekes, your maybe Kamaras and guys like that. But the Seahawks basically can put me, they can put you back there. They can
go for
100. Well, you never know. They got some big old linemen out there. But, they have a good run game. And really, what you mentioned, the running backs, but what their numbers are illustrative of is the importance of the offensive line, not just on their own team, but everywhere across the league. Run success is about your O-line more than it is about the guy carrying the ball. This is not to say the guy carrying the ball is relevant or he can't be absent of talent, but the five guys there and what they do is what's important. And that's why even without DJ Fluker and without Chris Carson, their rookie who had never gone for like more than 40 yards or whatever, boom, has a 100-yard night. Their old line is playing really, really well.
Yeah, I want to get into the emotional loss against the Rams. I thought the Seahawks played well in certain spots, but it still come down to the quarterback. Russell – I mean, Russell Wilson to me is one of the most perfect human beings that I've seen off the field and on the field. He's just a great guy. But his weapons, not having Doug Baldwin for most of the year, but he's developed other guys. Now, Lockett was the guy for a while. And then they got a couple more guys that they can get the ball to. And I think for the most part, they want to be able to get the ball off of this riding side option plays and things of that nature. But Russell doesn't put up these great numbers, but the guy's been a very good quarterback.
Yeah, Russell is probably still one of the better quarterbacks in the league, right? It's really hard to argue that. He's unbelievably good against play action. His improvisation is probably only person better at that is Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's one of the best. And even though he's not hucking it as often as he maybe has in the past couple of years when they couldn't run the ball, his efficiency is still there. The problem with this team is, and you look at them lose to the Rams, it's a perfect example, is they almost ran for 300 yards, right? And it's a loss. I mean, that's because in this league, if you want to score points, throw the ball, right? Like, that's what you got to do. And you can't wait until the fourth quarter to do it. You know, you can't become the air raid offense, you know, with the, like all these college teams are running. You can't just become that in the fourth quarter, right? Because what's going to happen is you're going to be ill-prepared. And you're going to make mistakes. And you look at the Seahawks when they're making these fourth quarter rallies and all of their losses, to be honest, what happens? Something bad, right? Where it's a penalty, whether it's a, you know, Russ has thrown two fourth quarter pick sixes. You know, we got stripped. Dwayne Brown was beat for a strip sack in L.A. So the talent is not the problem on this team. They have a bunch of dudes who can be mismatch problems. We've seen it, whether it's receivers or running backs. The problem is turning into relying on them, you know, mostly in the fourth quarter. Like, oh, dang, we're down 10. We should throw now. It doesn't really work like that in this league.
So they can run the football pretty good, but they're struggling to stop the run at the same point. So for those Packer fans that watch Aaron Jones do what he did against the Dolphins, I think there's hope that maybe he can do something similar against the Seahawks. What's your stance on the Seahawks run defense?
It's been up and down, really. And I think the what happened in Detroit should caution us against teams who have played the Dolphins prior to playing the Seahawks, because I think what we learned from what Kerryon Johnson and Detroit did to the Dolphins, and then what Kerryon was then unable to do against the Seahawks, you can kind of see that, oh, the Dolphins are just really, really bad. It's not to take anything away necessarily from Aaron and Kerryon or any other running back in the league for that matter. But I don't think I'll put it this way: the Seahawks ain't the Dolphins, right? They're not just gonna just run all over them like teams have been able to do against Miami. Now, with KJ Wright unable to play, which I think he probably won't, you know, that's not official. But when you don't practice all week and you're doubtful with a knee injury, typically you don't play. And if you do, you're not going to be very effective. So I think the run defense can be good. I think it's looked like a defense that has some guys filling in or just some new guys. You know, when you talk to guys about run defense, like, oh, we got to be gap sound. You know, we got to fit our gaps and all that. Can't make mistakes. Part of that also, you got to tackle. Melvin Gordon broke a lot of tackles. Todd Gurley breaks tackles. Everyone on the Rams breaks tackles, to be honest. Their mascot probably breaks tackles. But the tackling has been an issue. And if that is not where it needs to be on Thursday, then yeah, Aaron Jones will do what he did to Miami against Seattle. I don't think that will happen. For the most part, Seattle is a pretty sound tackling team.
From the Legion of Boom to whatever the nickname is of this group, if they have one, what kind of success do you think the Packers wide receivers can have against this group?
The only team to really have Seattle's number in terms of like airing it out has really been the Rams, right? Because what the Rams are doing and what the Chiefs are doing is they've cracked the code, right? They've figured it. They've figured out the system on how to just air it out on everyone. But other than that, Seattle's secondary has been good. They don't have like an official name yet. I'm still fielding suggestions. So I just haven't got anything worthwhile. I don't like baby boomers. That one's a weird one.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it is, because it's the description of a generation that those guys don't fit in, and
right.
they're not infants. So So it doesn't,
good call.
You know, it just doesn't really fit. I think like Bradley McDougal, their strong safety, pretty sure he's like 28. You know, he's not even like a young up and coming dude. He's been in the league for a while. So, but they are a talented group. You know, they shut out Phillip Rivers in the second half. Matt Stafford and those guys, as talented as those receivers are, they were useless after like two quarters. Trying to think. Obviously, they've been torched by the Rams twice, but you know the Raiders couldn't do anything because Raiders are really bad. You know, Josh Rosen couldn't do anything. I think Mitch Trubisky threw two touchdowns. I think one of them was like a little shovel to Trey Burton or something like that. So their secondary holds up well against anyone that's not Jared Goff and the Rams. So even though Aaron Rodgers is super talented, the best quarterback I think I've ever seen. With receivers who are talented, I just think the secondary actually has the advantage, even though there are a bunch of people that fans in Green Bay probably can't name. They're still really, really talented.
You got a prediction for this one?
I do. I'm really bad at predictions. Can I just throw that out there first?
We all are. Don't worry.
I like to own that I'm bad, though. It's like I subscribe to the notion that he knows nothing, knows everything.
There you go. Like, I like that.
I know, right? It sounds super cool. I don't know. I can't predict what's going to happen. If I could, I would just honestly just write it, or I would move to Vegas.
Right.
You know, one of the two. But I think the Seahawks win the game very close because it's Seattle. All the games are close here, it feels like. I think 24-20. Sounds about right. I'm on the side of picking a low scoring game if Seattle's going to win. A shootout probably doesn't work in their favor just because of what I mentioned. They don't want to just come out here and just sling it all over the field. They want to play, you know, mid 2000s football where you run it a bunch, play action a bunch, win the time of possession, which is a meaningless stat, but win it nonetheless. And then, you know, milk the clock in the fourth quarter when you're up. So to play that way, I don't think they can give up a bunch of points. So, yeah, I think the Seahawks win a close one.
Well, Michael, you made Packers fans very happy by saying you're bad at making predictions and then predicting that the Seahawks would win. So we appreciate your time and your cheering up Packers fans. That's Michael Sean Dugar. You can read his work at theathletic.com on the Seahawks
cool
beat.
Names like that.
Sean, Michael, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take
Anytime.
Care.
He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
All right, let's talk about Young Express. Company has been in business for 27 years. When the economy booming, Young Express is expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base. That's right, become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Point A to point B. Pick stuff up, drop stuff off, and then dispatch tells you where to go next. And that's what you do. You drive for a living, and it's your own business. You're a CEO, an entrepreneur of your own business, and you use Young Express to make your money. It really is just that simple. If you ever thought
We're not there yet.
Too much mentality. If you ever thought about becoming your own boss, now is the time.
Drive, baby.
No.
Still, man. Hang on.
My bad. I'll
signal you, all right?
A little bit less of a dose. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time to join the Young Express team. Live a stress-free lifestyle. Put the windows down. Turn up the radio to the Big Show.
There
and
drive, baby, drive.
And I want to do that by myself next time.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm good with that.
Ready, Leroy? Live a stress-free lifestyle, put the windows down, turn up the radio to the Big Show, and
drive, baby, drive.
He even gets his arms into it when he says it. And you get paid for it, too.
I got my soul.
Young Express, the 24-7 dispatch team, extremely dedicated, take it very personally to keep drivers moving. At Young Express, you can mix it up locally 1 week, regionally the next, or drive nationwide. Totally up to you. Looking for full-time independent contractors. People that have cargo vans, sprinter vans, straight trucks, tractor trailers, those are the people they want to talk to. Join the Young Express team today. You can
and
find
the toy
them.
Drive. We'll see them there too now.
Yes, and they are matching toy donations for the toy
can't
drive
beat that.
Starting
can't
on November 26th in Oak Creek at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. They're matching donations in the 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. hours all week long at Blaine's Farm and Fleet for our toy drive for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Did you see our favorite teacher tweeted at us today that her class is collecting already for the toy drive.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
Love Miss Kim.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them. Welcome to East Big Show.
That's my job.
C. Sparky Pfeiffer, Packer, right? Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
Hey, the Bill
Anthony
Michaels
Mandela
huddle
is here.
Is coming up in just a few minutes from Libby, Montana's. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Oh. And just a short while ago, Sparky, you threw out the idea that I go shopping with you on Black Friday. Before the crack of dawn.
I'm going to get a toolbox for $99 for the garage. One of those tall ones. You got like six drawers.
I said no.
It's got a towel holder on the side of it.
Yeah, I said no. Your bride-to-be tweeted and suggested that I go with you.
And then we go
and
to
then
drink
she
after.
Goes with my girlfriend to one of our favorite spots, right. Maddie's, where they're serving Christmas drinks.
Oh, those warm drinks.
They
are so
really good. We've
good,
had them.
Yes.
And then we go over there and meet them and have some Christmas drinks. I said I'll just go with you guys to Maddie's. I'm not doing this Black Friday stuff.
Dude, you are not letting me go by myself.
And then my girlfriend said, well, who will capture Sparky's holiday cheer? And I said, that sounds like intern duty. To which she came up with a great idea. She said, at Bill Schmidt Radio is not an intern, but 5 a.m. would be hilarious. Go one step further and grab Tim Allen for an epic episode of Tim and Tosh in the Morning and May Ruin Christmas. Bonus, they finally can interview Sparky Radio without tricking him because they've been trying to get you on their podcast.
That's funny.
Since the beginning.
That you bring this up.
Oh.
Because they are the morning show on Black Friday.
Oh.
On the air for real.
Oh.
Chuck and Bart are both off, and Tim and Tosh are doing the morning show the day after Thanksgiving. So they already are on the air.
There you go. So
no, I'm not going on the air with them. So don't worry about it.
Just call in with reports.
Now,
you did it from IKEA.
For Bart.
Right.
Well, I like Bart.
This guy.
All right.
They led the show with me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I get along with Bart.
Yeah, I'm not going with you, though. That is not happening.
I've got time to convince you.
That is absolutely
not
happening.
I've got time to convince you.
I mean,
you.
If you give me a shopping budget, well, let's roll.
But a shopping budget?
Otherwise, no.
Think about all the different colored trees you could get.
I'll buy a tree.
No.
I already have
a blue
tree.
One, an orange one.
Not just like a little 2-foot
green,
tree that black, I put on a coffee
white,
table.
You don't have
chartreuse.
You don't have an actual like 6-foot Christmas tree?
No, I have a little guy.
Reach the top.
He just sits at a coffee
table.
All right,
cool. Then you're coming with, and we're going to get you a Christmas tree.
No, that's not incentive enough.
That's good. We'll
Our
get
thanks
you a Christmas tree.
To John Yurkovic, the former Packers defensive tackle, now of ESPN Chicago. John McNamara, Wisconsin insider. Gary Wolfler, our Milwaukee basketball analyst. And Michael Sean Dugar, who just joined us from The Athletic.
Lots of great specials
Seattle
on Christmas trees
to
on
preview
Black Friday.
Packers and Seahawks. Of course, thanks to you for listening and contributing to the Wendy's Big Show. Next up, it's the Bill Michaels Huddle, live from Libby, Montana's.
Tomorrow, fantasy football with Tom Kesnick, 4 to 4:30. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Not Friday.
Not Friday. Tom Kesnick takes your questions at 4. Between now and then, for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandela, intern Mother Plucker, I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow starting at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.